This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
You know, I come in here every day. And I know that I read thousands of pages a week. I know I sit there and read Saul Alinsky's writings. And I read the French Revolution writings. And I read Hitler's writings. And I read Stalin and Lenin's writings. And we sat here in this bubble in what's left of Europe and the UK and the US and Canada and Australia and New Zealand. And we just don't know how lucky we've got it. And I just see, basically, it's like a planet losing its atmosphere. In the fables, Mars had an atmosphere once and it lost it. That's what the ancients said. The Greeks said it once, and it turned out it did have an atmosphere. How we know this, we're not sure. We just know. Well, we're losing our cultural atmosphere right now. And we better get mobilized and aggressive or it's all over. The 4 minutes we have left, Paul Watson, what do you predict? Trump can still win. I'm not saying he's going to lose. But if he listens to the leftist and the pacifist, and if he goes soft, like they're telling him to do right now, this is all a test, if he follows all the fake polls they're giving him and the fake polls his people are bringing him, we're going to lose this thing. What's your gut level poll, Joseph Watson?
Well, they're obviously trying to use the intimidation tactics of the mob to say, if you re-elect Trump, this is what America, this is what Europe is going to be like for the next 4 years after that. So that's literally why they're out on the streets to push that kind of scare message that if you do choose to re-elect Trump, there will be complete bedlam and this will become a routine thing. In terms of the wider perspective, I mean, you've played that clip many times before of the infiltrator of the Weather Underground, the violent terrorist extremist group that bombed police stations, attempted to kill people in the 70s. And the infiltrator literally said after he infiltrated the group, if you don't comply, their goal is to literally put you in gulags and kill you. Now, this is not Alex Jones saying this. This is not David Icke. This was a guy who literally infiltrated the Weather Underground on behalf of the U.S. authorities at the time. And this is what they told him. And if you speak to the people at the protest, that's the message that they will echo. You also have ISIS celebrating these George Floyd protests. And we had an article back, I think it was like 5 years ago now, where in their official publication, ISIS said our plan, and whether ISIS is over, it doesn't matter. We're talking about extremists infiltrating from abroad. It was their plan to go to left-wing rallies, radicalize, and make violent the protesters so that they would follow up these attacks on police, these attacks on media, by literally throwing explosives, throwing grenades at people and bombing things. Islamic State said that was the goal in their own publication, so this is where it's going. It's a cultural revolution. In the UK yesterday, we had a statue in Bristol, which is a city probably about 100 miles from London, not only toppled, but then thrown in the river, okay, because it was a racist statue. They're going to do the same thing to people who are racist. Who's racist? Anyone who disagrees with us. So they're literally going to start attacking people on the streets, killing them, if we don't stop this, and the media still will report it as largely peaceful. They'll be like, oh, well, only a few people killed that person, so the demonstration was still largely peaceful. So if it doesn't stop now, it's going to get violent. The only positive thing with Trump is they had a Rasmussen poll a few days ago which found 40% black support for the job that Trump's doing, which is up from about 28% in August last year. So maybe that's something to hold on to. But with the amount of the vociferous nature of this media propaganda, who knows if we can hold back the tide. But, I mean, it's frightening. It's absolutely frightening, Alex.
Exactly. The globalists were arrogant 4 years ago. They're not arrogant. They're attacking like piranhas. So I'm telling listeners and viewers, do not be overconfident, okay? Because I'm not going to get up here and tell you that I think Trump right now is going to lose. With 147 days out, if he doesn't change course in the next couple months, if he doesn't get hardcore and just savage the hell out of everyone, he's going to lose. But I think Trump will turn the corner, and we should help him do it. And a lot lot of it's us. What are we going to do to spread the word? It's not just Trump to do this. We've got to do it. Paul Watson, summit.news, incredible site, summit.news. We salute you, Paul.
I had told listeners back in December that I would never go to 50% off again because our markup isn't big enough selling the products to be able to fund ourselves doing that. But I got to tell you, things are so crazy. The world is so insane. My gut level instinct is sell out everything we've got in the warehouse to make sure we can stay on air through the election in 150 days because we only got money to operate a few months right now. So these are great products you and your family need. It funds the InfoWar. Get them all now. These are staples. Super Male Vitality, 60% off. Knockout Sleep Support, 60% off. Rainforest Plus, 50% off. BioTrue Selenium, 50% off. Chill Force, Ultimate Grill Oil, it goes on and on. 50 to 60% off. Some of these are 70% off. Biggest sale ever. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. 60% off is the average sale. Take advantage now and fund the InfoWar.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here now into hour number three. I intend to open the phones up starting next segment, so stand by for that to happen. I only go off what I can observe. Means what I can research in the news, what I can see in actual real action, also what I've experienced culturally, spiritually, and then what sources tell me. And when I attacked Elon Musk 6 months ago when he came out and said, oh, we're going to have kiosks everywhere, you're all going to get brain chips, AI is going to take over, just submit to it, I said, well, this is horrible news, screw Elon Musk. And I got a lot of calls from people that work with Elon, and they said, look, Elon's moving to Austin, and Elon really is a fan of yours, and you should really lay off Elon. I said, well, I don't go off that. I go off what he says. Elon, you know, really pisses me off. So I attacked him more. There's a way you can manipulate me, and that's telling me I shouldn't do something. So I need to look out for that. But then he didn't put the kiosk out this year for the brain chips. He previously attacked the New World Order, world government, the AI gods, the post-human future. They raided his company. They tried to shut down his operations. They had FBI investigations. Soros shorted the stock for a while, almost took him down. And then Elon started coming out, and people told me, they said, watch what Elon's going to do. Watch. Elon will show you. And then Elon came out, and he attacked the lockdowns 2 months ago, that was early on, and said they were a fraud and a scam. And he came out against the globalists, and he came out against tyranny. And then when Amazon banned a book by a prestigious New York Times writer about COVID being a hoax, he said it's time to break up Amazon. And Jeff Bezos backed down when that happened. And that's my experience. When you actually stand up as a little guy, or a little lady, or a big lady, or a big guy, to tyranny, they back off. And we sit here where Drew Brees says, I don't want to kneel for the flag. I love America. And now he's apologizing, and his wife's apologizing. It's all this exercise of getting on your knees. If he got on his knees up front, I'd know he was a slave. But now it's treason to say it's a fraud and he knows what's going on, but now he chooses to get on his knees once he got some pushback. You're a big star in the NFL. You go out there and fight men in symbolic war all day, but when the rubber meets the road, man, you're a jellyfish. It's pathetic. And by the way, I don't sit up here as a man and go, Drew Brees is a jellyfish, and feel powerful. I feel weak. I'm like, there's got to be more men. This whole New World Order takeover, pedophiles going into schools, forced inoculations that give you cancer and sterilize your ass, and the Chinese communists are in the Washington Post saying they'll crush our president, and the Washington Post endorses it. I mean, I feel pathetic. I don't feel strong.
that I haven't backed down and I've waged war and I've kicked globalist ass because I don't think of myself as that powerful. It's not that I'm not powerful. It's that there's so many damn weak people everywhere. And everyone that keeps bowing down to tyranny and thinking that if you grovel to it, you're going to get empowered. That's not how it works. They were teaching you when they were undermining the Republic because the idea of America threatened their tyranny. The idea of empowering the individual. The idea of judging someone off of what they did, not their credit score or their social score or what color they are. You think racism's bad? Social credit scores and AI tracking is a trillion times worse. And everybody knows it deep down. It's the mark of the beast, people. God sent his son down here to prove he could take the obstacle course before he asked us to do it, to show us how to do it. Because that's fair, isn't it? It is. Oh, you're so big and mighty and great. Everything else, you put us through this to decide whether we can be with you forever? You're a sadist. That's what the Satanists always say. Your God puts you through this free will. Your God, no, God's not a sadist. God wants, as the Bible says, people for fellowship to be in communion with. Because when you're the big guy created it all, you're lonely. But we got to start at the baby phase. Think of the potential of that. And the devil always says, your God is a sadist and put you in this to watch all this. No, God gave us free will. And the question is, are you going to use that free will God gave you? Or are you going to bow down to the New World Order? You notice that first you got to bow your head. Then you got to bow your knees. Now you got to get on your belly. And the very people running the abortuaries to kill all the black people, and the very people that are the satanic pedophile New World Order, tell us that's not a good enough start. You got to do whatever David Rockefeller's handlers, whatever the people he put in charge after he died, like Bill Gates, that guy literally got down and performed spiritual fellatio on David Rockefeller, and now Bill Gates has chosen Jeff Zuckerberg as his new vampire. Because they don't live forever, but they pass the spirit on. So you got the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds, they hand the baton to Bill Gates, and now they're getting Zuckerberg ready, and it's just disgusting watching them. And just what's disgusting is, we're going to take this? Watching men just bow. And then you notice when you bow, it doesn't get them off your ass. It makes it 10 times worse. Because you're not bowing to all the university students that have got a worthless degree and are chumps, all those schmucks. You're not bowing to all those suckers, all those marks, all those fools, all those victims. You're bowing to the big, fat, juicy spider up the road. And so all this mental illness with the Minnesota mayor crying at the gold coffin of George Floyd, they saw that weakness and they said, now you need to tell us the police department's in our control. And he said, no, it's in my control. And they said, that's it. Get your ass out of here, bitch. He's the little mini man they elected to put in there for their operation. So here's the number to join us into the next hour, 877-789-2539. Any subject, first-time callers, long-time callers, agree, disagree. We only screen your call to say where you're calling from, what's your topic. 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, or U.S. country code 512-646-1776. And it's all coming up on the other side of this break. But let's show this little clip before I give you some Antifa news. Officer refuses to kneel before protesters who demand it. This article is up on Infowars.com. Besides the elderly getting assaulted by peaceful protesters at CNN, now we have an officer in MA who refuses to bow. Show us you're with us, they told him. But as soon as he doesn't bow, they get angry. Here's the clip.
Thank you. Okay.
And you'll forgot.
So what about them? What about you?
Well, they're with me. They're my guys. They're with me.
All right.
When you forgot.
Can we pray? Can we pray? Can we pray? Can we take a knee and pray?
You guys can. I'm not just. This is the church.
Hey, pause again. This is all liberation theology, Ford Foundation, CIA, leftist stuff. Oh, pray with me. Now get on your knees. Now lay on your belly. Now pledge allegiance to the new world order. I mean, I've got the government document right here. Freedom from war, United Nations, State Department law. The UN gets bigger. They take the police, the military, and the citizens' guns. There it is. I'm going to show you from the manual itself. You think you're really going to be safe when only the UN, run by communist China, has guns? Oh, yeah, right. Well, guess what, Xi Jinping? You may have betrayed your father. I didn't betray mine. Because I don't come from cowards like you. And I piss on you. And I piss on Hitler and Stalin and Mao and all of you. When we're done with you and all your minions, you'll know you've been defeated. So you go ahead and throw everything you want against us. But you're now against the Republic. And all you're doing is summoning your destruction. And you will burn in hell.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. you should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract is got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here breaking. FBI, three Antifa members arrested for looting Target store in Austin. Now you'll see headlines all over the news telling you that Antifa is not involved in anything because the members of Antifa are never given cards or membership except for the manager who's above each chapter. So they're like little secret agents, but look at these tough guys and gal here that have been arrested, and that's just the beginning of this. And again, our government has its problems. Our police have their problems like every other institution. I want to fix them. I'm anti-police state. But overthrowing government and letting the left take over the police, they don't want to abolish them. They want to take them over. That's your real police state. FBI, three Antifa members arrested after looting Target store in Austin. The three people identified as Lisa Hogan, 27, Samuel Miller, 22, and Sky Elder, 23, were among a group of about 20 people who broke into a building, stole items, and damaged property on May 31st, according to KSAT. And that's just the beginning of the slow wheels of justice. We know George Soros funds it. We know Alexander Soros funds it. I've shown all the documents. It's on record. Obama's involved in it. The whole mainstream media has endorsed it. But they keep trying to say, oh, FBI says there's no evidence nationwide. That's leftist groups announcing that through the media and putting it out. Antifa is all over the place. I've been running into them for 20 years. They'd always come over and hit me below the belt when I wasn't looking in a protest. They'd say, we're going to kill you. Steve Mason, a local TV activist, radio activist, he's explained, no, that's the black bloc. They're communists. They're part of this group. And they're funded by Soros. I didn't know who Soros was, believe it or not, 25 years ago or so, but I do now. And, man, he's like, they're going to take over. They're the commies. They're the Revolutionary Guard. They're with the Maoists. And he'd been a Quaker. His parents have been real liberal. He'd come down here, gone to UT. We got to see how Steve Mason's doing, man. That guy's something else. But he had been inside of them because he was a liberal until he found out who they really were. And since I mentioned it, we're going to go to your phone calls. But here's Larry Grathwald, Green Beret, Vietnam, highly decorated. He was going to a major university. The weatherman tried to recruit him. He went and told the FBI. They said, yeah, go ahead and get involved in it. Back when the FBI was a completely communist. And it later came out in court what he said, that they were actually planning to put 50 million of us in camps, kill 25 million of us. And now you hear this. Hillary says we need camps for men in America, but they got to bankrupt you first and train you. The people are taken away for COVID-19 and things. That's the smokescreen to get you ready to be tracked and controlled. Here's what he had to say from the grave.
I brought up the subject of what's going to happen after we take over the government. You know, we become responsible then for administrating, you know, 250 million people. And there was no answers. No one had given any thought to economics. How are you going to clothe and feed these people? The only thing that I could get was that they expected that the Cubans and the North Vietnamese and the Chinese and the Russians would all want to occupy different portions of the United States. They also believed that their immediate responsibility would be to protect against what they called the counter-revolution. And they felt that this counter-revolution could best be guarded against by creating and establishing re-education centers in the Southwest, where we would take all the people who needed to be re-educated into the new way of thinking and teach them how things were going to be. I ask, well, what is going to happen to those people that we can't re-educate, that are die-hard capitalists? And the reply was that they'd have to be eliminated. And when I pursued this further, they estimated that they would have to eliminate 25 million people in these re-education centers. And when I say eliminate, I mean kill. 25 million people. I want you to imagine sitting in a room with 25 people, most of which have graduate degrees from Columbia and other well-known educational centers, and hear them figuring out the logistics for the elimination of 25 million people. And they were dead serious.
No Place to Hide documentary, 1982. And they were dead serious, just like Margaret Sanger, wanting to abort all the, quote, black weeds. Look it up. By the way, I'm not going to do it, but, you know, I could rent a bulldozer. And I could go down to UT. And I could wait till the middle of the night so I wouldn't run anybody over when it's empty. And I could run over to that LBJ statue. Because he was in the KKK. And his letters are in the National Archive. And they're at his own law library outside the building where his statue is, saying that he hates black people and call him the N-word. But you know, if I ran over his statue with a bulldozer, I'd spend 20 years in prison. Now, I don't want to run over his statue. In fact, we should leave it up someday and explain who he is. There's some plaques around it. It's historical. But that's the type of crap that those of us that are informed have to put up with. You understand, ladies and gentlemen, that Barack Obama was trained by the Weather Underground on record, Bill Ayers, and his wife's first job, Bill Ayers gave him, Michael Obama's first job. And that's who these people are. And they think it's all funny, and they take our tolerance as weakness, and they're just here to sow deceit and dissension and evil. They put your ass in a death camp and worked your ass to death in 10 seconds flat. So you remember who they are. And you think about it long, and you think about it hard. So here's Michelle telling people, don't hashtag on Twitter. You get out there in the street. But if you're conservative or a Christian or want to open your business, you stay in your house and go bankrupt, bitch. Here it is.
Talking down to those people, it is up to you to call them out. Because we won't solve anything if we're only willing to do what's easiest. We've got to make hard choices and sacrifices in our own lives. So if you're spending a lot of time just hashtagging and posting right now, that's useful, especially during a pandemic. But it's only a beginning. Go further. Send all your friends a link to register to vote. Text everybody you know to join you in exercising their constitutional rights to protest. Ask yourself, do you know where your polling place is?
Meanwhile, anybody promoting Americana, anybody promoting freedom, anybody showing a cop getting beat up, you're banned on Twitter or Facebook or Google. And during this huge election meddling, Trump and everybody just sits there and takes it. And they've got all these attorney generals elected, something like 25 of them by Soros. And I know for a fact they've got those state attorney generals with criminal investigations opened up on talk show hosts, you name it, trying to put everybody in prison once they take Trump out. It's a communist takeover, folks. They think you're done. They're coming for you and your family. 60% off. We have not done 60% off across the board in the history of InfoWars. But because things are so crazy, I'm offering the biggest sale in our history. It's a flash sale. I don't know if it's going to last a day, a week. But we're selling out of all the major products because I kind of feel like the Titanic is sinking and we need to have the funds in our bank account to fund the InfoWar into the future. So take advantage of the looting, the rioting, the death, and the martial law by getting the best prices ever at InfoWarsStore.com. That's 60% off on t-shirts. That's on books. That's on films. That's on all the great supplements like Turbo Force, Living Defense, DNA Force Plus, and so much more. The Mega Flash Sale, 60% off to fund the InfoWar and save the Republic. Or get prepared before everything burns down. InfoWarsStore.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco super tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco super tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Alex Jones.
You saw Michelle Obama saying, get out there in the streets. Well, we better get out there in the streets and on the cyberspace everywhere and speak up, or when they get a Democrat in, they're going to come down with both feet on us, and it's going to go to civil war, physical. And I want to stop that, but let me tell you, when they start saying overthrow our local governments and it's foreign funded, that's treason. We have these laws. We send the cops out to enforce it. Then we blame them and we don't like the laws. You blame the legislature. You blame yourself. You change the law. I don't like TSA. The border's wide open, but they're going to grab my kid's genitals. Okay, change the regulation and change the law in Congress. Don't blame the TSA agent. This is common sense, folks. Mark in Wisconsin, 23-year veteran police officer, opinion on Black Lives Matter and where this is going. Mark, thanks for calling. Tell us what's happening.
Hey, good morning, Alex. How are you?
I'm freaked out, man. The country's in a lot of trouble.
You know what? I'll tell you this. First of all, I know you don't like to be thanked, but you woke me up 10 years ago, and I appreciate your honesty, your boldness. I learned a lot from you, and I just want to say that we are going through difficult times in this country, and I guess I got a question for you, Alex. Why we have a president that has all the intelligence that's given to him? He's a smart man. Why is he not dealing with Soros and his filthy son Alexander? And
because he's surrounded by generals that lie to him to get in, and then stab. I mean, the Secretary of Defense is attacking the president. I mean, he's surrounded. He's trying to build a house of bricks with cow patties. And I'm not trying to defend the president. If I had a crew like the president has, I couldn't turn the lights on here. And so he's just surrounded by the establishment in Washington is just a bunch of trash. I mean, it's true. And that's why they're attacking the police, because the police have problems. But they're some of the best folks, Americans that care, military, good families. They care about justice. That's why it's the police are bad. The police are bad. It's that bedrock local government, local sheriffs. Once they remove that, they've got the top, brother, the top, the fish. Fish rots from the head, doesn't it?
Well, I agree with you, and I do believe the only chance we have of changing America is we got to start locally. But we got to remember one thing, Alex, is that we cannot put our faith in Washington. We ultimately have to put our faith in Jesus Christ. And the only knee I will take is for my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And that's it. I'm not taking a knee for anybody else.
By the way, I want what he just said put on the very front of the show when we posted the Pando video. And I mean to say this every day, that the global elites are pushing this. This is not a grassroots uprising. And more importantly, we have to stop thinking we can fix it ourselves. We have to trust in God. Now, take action more than ever. And it's not that I'm arrogant against God. I just get temporarily obsessed with all the news and the facts, and I get demoralized. Like, how do I beat this? But as soon as I open that channel up to God and say, God, tell me what to do. It's in your hands. The comforter comes, and I'm totally relaxed, and the depression goes away. And I should start every segment with, and I'm sorry to listeners that don't believe in God if you get mad at me. I need Jesus. I'm in a foxhole. There are no atheists here. And you're damn right, brother. You're damn right, Mark. I trust in Jesus Christ, and it's God's. But God needs us to then take the challenge and move forward with the action. But if we trust in God to direct us, and people have to then literally dial in like the spiritual internet, and God will lead, guide, and direct you. But you, and look, it scares the Satanist. I know why they run from God. It's incredible to get grabbed by God and to be in God's hand, but you have to do that. And it takes some getting used to, but at a certain point, then you get scared that God's going to turn you loose. You know what I mean, brother?
I do, and I'll tell you this. I'll tell you, Alex, I'm in my patrol car. I'm working graveyard shift. I pray several times a night for God's protection and his protection over all of us. And I'll tell you, I mean, I'm not in a big metropolitan area, but to see my brothers and sisters in uniform getting assaulted, getting killed, for a narrative that doesn't make, it's not true, first of all, but we're not beating minorities all over the place. We're not like that. We were family men. We're fathers. We're sons. We're brothers. We love.
There's more than 100 dead cops in the last 2 weeks. Nobody knows their names.
I know.
And that shows. It shows. It's all hype. I hear you, brother. Mark, you can finish your point. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, listen, I've been down. I lost my partner in 1998 to an illegal alien that had been deported once. He was shot and killed. I've been through that. I don't have any animosity towards Hispanic culture. I actually work in a predominantly Hispanic area. I love the people. But it's very frustrating, and it's like they're putting a boot on the back of our neck and calling us racist when they don't even know who we are.
Yeah, you shouldn't have to grovel to the illegal aliens and watch them prey on that community. And then when your partner gets killed, he's nameless. He means nothing. And exactly, you care about good people, but the lawlessness is dangerous.
It is, but the fact of the matter is we're willing to give our life for people that don't even know us because we love our communities and we're called.
And that's why the communists hate you. You know, Mark, they don't want to get rid of the cops. They want to be you. And the day the communists become the cops is the day I go to war because they're no longer the police. They're now the enemy.
Well, I agree with you. Listen, it's better to die on my feet than on my knees. I will never capitulate. I will never give in to the New World Order. I will never give in to the communists. They're not going to take this country because God's hands on this country. And I'm just going to make it very clear. We all need to stand together. We need to start getting out on the streets and making our voices heard, because if we sit back and we do nothing, we're going to lose this country.
Absolutely. God bless you. I appreciate your call, Mark. I don't think we're going to lose it completely, but we're going to have a real war. And so I'm actually not scared of that. But just everybody, like, the games are over and party's over, folks. Party's over now, folks. All of our acquiescence, our passiveness has summoned the globalist attack, the communist attack. All right, we got loaded phones here. I'm going to get to everybody before Joe Slinton takes over. Let's go to Senior Citizen in Kansas. How they organize things so quickly. Senior Citizen, go ahead.
Yes, it is a privilege to speak with you, Mr. Jones. And we've been listening for about 2 years, and we have got protection for ourselves now and also ammunition and a lot of your products, which are absolutely fantastic. But, you know, we got to thinking when we were shut down in our home for like a week and a half, I wonder what the rest of these people are doing around here that normally, because we're in a bad area, that normally roam the streets, the gang members and the drug dealers and stuff. What are they doing? Because it was so quiet. They were organizing. They say, it amazes me when people say, how can this group organize so quickly? Well, while they had us shut down for over 2 months, they were planning all this, and our Congress people were selling off their stocks and digging bunkers and getting ready for this thing they knew was coming. It's not a protest. It's a pillage of the American citizens and their businesses and this country. And we're so glad to have a voice like you. We've been mugged 3 times, Alex. First time we called the police, they said there was nothing they could do. Because of your advice and the products you sell and the things that you tell us, it's like connecting the dots. We're not politically savvy, but we understand you because we see it taking place every day here.
And well, ma'am, let me just say, you're not politically savvy. Neither am I. I'm just exactly common sense. You're there watching you getting robbed. You're there watching the corruption. You're there watching the preparation. So don't thank me. I'm thanking you. The fact that you're there, that you're involved is beautiful. And, I mean, what you're saying is absolutely, absolutely true.
Well, I would just like to say one thing, and then I'll get off here, because I know there's others that's wanting to speak, and it's important that they all get a chance. But just like our great President Trump, who has been groomed since the day he was born and before for a time such as this, God has his hand on you also, Mr. Jones, and you too have been groomed since before the day you were born for a time such as this. You just...
Senior Citizen...
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone, or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We're going back to your calls right now. But here is Rand Paul talking about the bills they're trying to pass to ban non-existent lynching, but really it just bans everything. Here it is.
But I think it's incredibly important that we get this right. A woman in New Jersey, a black woman in New Jersey, assaulted three Jewish women and slapped them. It was terrible, and she uttered racial epithets about these Jewish women. She was charged with third-degree misdemeanor assault, up to a year in prison, which actually sounds to me pretty significant for slapping. But she was then charged with a hate crime in addition to that. That would be 4 years in addition. So we do have to get this right. If slapping someone and hurling a racial epithet could get you 10 years in prison, this is exactly what we've been fighting about in criminal justice reform. That we set up a system, we didn't pay attention to the penalties, and all of a sudden things we didn't intend it happened. So we have to be smart about this. I'm willing to pass the bill today as amended, which would simply say, not that you even have to harm someone, you have to attempt to harm them, but it has to be an attempt to harm them. So all of the discussion about bruising while trying to lynch someone, yes, that's attempted murder and would be covered by this bill. Nothing in the bill would stop, would prevent the prosecution of heinous behavior. That's what's intended for. What I'm trying to do is to make sure we don't get unintended consequences. We've fought the battle against mandatory minimums for a decade now because we tie up people in sentencing that makes no sense. 10 years for slapping someone would be an abomination. And it couldn't happen to anyone. Do we want a black woman who slapped 3 Jewish women in New Jersey to get 10 years in prison? If there was a group of them, it's now a conspiracy to lynch. We have to use some common sense here. We should not have a 10-year prison sentence for anything less than, at the very least, an attempt to do bodily harm.
But it's the Democrats that created mandatory sentences for black people. Now they just switched their target from black people to white people. And it's all selectively enforced. We are live broadcasting worldwide. Senior citizen in Kansas, finish up the point you were making.
Yes, I just wanted to say, Alex, we buy your products. We love them. We want you to stay on the air because without you, we have no news. I'm 75 years old. I'm healthy thanks to your products I take daily, and we love them, and we buy what we can of them. We purchase all of them for health, and we pray everybody else does also that listens to your program. God has his hand on you, Alex. We pray for you daily. You were meant for a time such as this. That's why you do what you do. Even though you don't like it, you don't want to do it, you are compelled by the power of Christ, Alex, to do what you do, and we thank you so much for it, and God bless you and keep you.
Well, thank you, senior citizen. Well, that's definitely true. I can't control myself, and I don't like to. I appreciate you, but we're all in this together. We're all meant for this time right now. It's all true about myself and all of you. Believe it, folks. The minute you start thinking I'm more important than you are, is you have to realize that you resonate with God like a plant that picks up the sun. And it's that opening the channel with God that is all the power we need to defeat the evil. All right, who's been holding the longest here? Would that be Pastor Sam or Greg or Bart or Alex or Lone Wolf? Or would that be Jay? Let's go to Jay and then Jeff and then Lone Wolf. Jay, thanks for holding from Canada. Go ahead. What should Trump do?
Hey, Alex. Looking at what the Democrats are doing, they're right now trying to get their people organized and energized. I think Trump has a great opportunity to tell the average American, the law-abiding American, that, listen, the police cannot protect you all the time. That's why you guys have the Second Amendment, that you should learn to know your neighbor or, you know, build community groups and defend your home. If Trump says that, across America, people will come together, talk to each other, come out more, like you see these videos of people protecting their businesses. But if Trump endorses that, he'll have a base that's organized and energized. And he should say something along the lines of, listen, the quarantine's over. These mass protests have shown that the quarantine is done. Come out, stand together, and if he starts doing that and he starts holding rallies again, he'll turn the tide because people are with him. They just don't know their neighbor is with them as well. People are with them inside their minds and around, but, you know, once the masses come out the way Trump did during the rallies he used to hold, he'll win.
And it's that archetypal image of Trump with the rallies is the main reason they launched COVID-19, not just for the forced inoculation, not just for the lockdown, not just to hurt the economy, but to end us being able to congregate. What you said is 100% true. Trump must engage in bold leadership. He must call the whole fraud for what it is and defeat it. What else should Trump do, Jay?
But he should trust in the people, right? The Trump's strength comes from the American people. So if Trump was to say something along the lines of, your security, your future is in your hands. You know, learn.
He should have a mass rally. The left can all have their rallies. Why isn't he?
Exactly. And if he was to do that and people started to say, hey, listen, I need to talk to my neighbor, people may come and shoot my wife, rob my house, destroy my property that I've spent my entire life building. You'll come out. You'll talk to your neighbors and tell them, listen, exercise their Second Amendment rights. Because trust me, in Canada, we don't have that. And if Trump says that, that's another narrative of the left that'll shatter. Because
no, you're right. He should. You're totally right. He should lay it all out and say we're having our own rally. And this is what it's all about. Jay, amazing points. God bless you. Thank you for the call. All right, let's go ahead and go to Lone Wolf in Portland. Welcome, Lone Wolf.
Alex, these jellyfish wraith-like creatures have taken over the city and are now running around and telling everyone we need to get rid of the cops so we can all be convicted by communist youth brigades that basically run around and tell everyone that you have to prove that you're not a racist. Kind of like Kavanaugh had to prove he wasn't a rapist. They're now putting us all on the chop block and claiming that, you know, if you don't post a black square in solidarity with brainwashing, basically standing cult of personality, you're a racist.
This is the most bona fide pure tyranny we've seen since the Soviet Union and Mao. It is cartoonish. It is ridiculous. It is guilty until proven innocent. It is mob rule. It is cancer.
Yeah, it's horrible. With the NBA getting ready to open and all that, I just really feel like the NFL and NBA are going full communist red terror on us all Americans, and basically they just start counting all this crap back at us and have LeBron James tell us every day that we're the racists. We should feel guilty. For a guy making $125,000 a week, man, you sure sound depressed.
You just said it, man. What a circus. That's why people now get it, though. You can't live in coexistence with big corporations. They're all sold out by the big banks, by the Rothschilds. They all want world government. And so I'll never go to another basketball game, another football game. I'm done with all of them, and I hope they know that.
Yeah, I had 2 tickets to the NFL this year, and I'm selling my tickets. I'm not going to go there and have, you know, my skin be a badge of dishonor for everyone to stand around and act like they're going to kneel in solidarity with basically trying to make me feel guilty for loving my country. You guys will never get me to kneel to anyone but the Lord Jesus Christ, and that's it. So keep dreaming communist. I'm like, I'm going to the grave with this
one. And by the way, they want that. They want the state to be God. When you get in God's presence, you kneel because it's so powerful. You want to get on the ground. This is not because the weight's so big. This is all evil. Look at this cult garbage.
Yeah, it's so bad that it's so.
Oh, but notice Nadler doesn't kneel because he runs the whole thing.
Should be kneeling. His health is so bad that guy. None of these people are just like the Walking Dead. Basically, the weekend at Bernie's all over again for all these people.
They're the slaves. They're the zombies. They're the weak that turned over. Exactly. And they just expect us to bow to them. Not going to happen. Xi Jinping. I'm not bowing to Xi Jinping. God bless you, brother. It's not going to happen. Thank you, Lone Wolf. Man, you know, I told the producer of the show, I said, we got a lot of great guests, but I'm the captain of this ship. And I'm the one that's been getting all the guests on because I like talking to these people. You've got a commitment from me. Starting tomorrow, we're taking calls every hour. If a guest is on, they're on 30 minutes. Or if they're a big guest, they're going to take calls. We're taking calls 4 hours a day during my show, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., because the calls are amazing. And the zeitgeist is now. There's so many incredible people trying to get on air. We're going to start the next hour to 15 minutes. And Gerald Celente takes over before the War Room. Starts at 3 p.m. with Owen Schroyer. And we're going to talk to everybody here. Wild, Jeff, Alex, Mark, Bill, Pastor Sam, and Greg. And then Gerald Celente takes over ahead of the War Room. I haven't plugged today because the big special was supposed to end. It's still up there, 60% off. The new sale is tomorrow. We sold out of most of the products. We'll be right back.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.